Hafiz, hello.
Yeah, sorry, I got disconnected.
No, my friend, no problem. I'm driving, okay? So I can try to talk a little bit more. I have 5 minutes or 10 to arrive, but that's all I have. And I'm sorry that we got disconnected, but you already know my point. You already
Yes.
know my point. But
Okay,
this.
just one thing I would like to add, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Suppose you have something. Like there are levels of things, okay? Suppose there are things going wrong around you,
Okay.
first in your home, then in
Okay.
your area, then in your city, okay? Then in your
County.
state, okay? And then in your country, and
In the
then
world.
two countries away, and then some country 5,000 miles away. Okay, so what would be your focus on? Your first focus would be on your own environment, right? What's
And
going
right.
wrong around me? That's my priority. Okay.
No, the priority should be do Allah's will. That's the only priority we have in life.
No,
Allah's will.
you are taking things away from what I am saying. Okay, if
No,
something is going in,
I'm disputing that priority. I said the real priority is whatever your creator has for your life. That is the priority. He may not want you to get married. He may not want you to get focused only in your survival.
he want me to get married.
How we
He
know?
want he because look, our base is Quran, okay?
Okay.
So in there he wants us to marry.
So, but in this case, the Quran don't believe God is sovereign. Allah is sovereign.
What do you mean by sovereign?
Sovereign, they have the authority to not want you to get married without any kind of connection with Quran or not. It does decree. Does your creator has the absolute sovereignty power to wish something for you regardless of the Quran? Yes or no?
I didn't get the question.
The question is, do you agree that Allah has a absolute sovereignty?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the answer. So
Yes.
that is possible that Allah wants you to not get married. I'm not telling that he wants you or not. I'm not God. I'm telling he has the power and the sovereignty to do that. That's my point.
Like,
Okay. That's all my only point. I'm not disputing that. I suspect that Allah wants you to get married. Yes, that's my understanding, and also that is the Quran understanding for your life. I
yes.
understand that. But that was not my question. I said the real priority may not be your survival, may not be the preparation for marriage at this time, may be something else. You know, God, Allah, suffer a lot with every single brother of you that's being now under the blasphemy law, and will likely destroy their whole life forever.
Look, the blasphemy law is not in the Quran, okay?
I'm sorry,
The
but
blasphemy
even
law is not
okay.
in the Quran, right?
But so why don't you fight against it?
That's what I explained earlier, that if we go
And I
some
understand, but in this case, you may need to do something at a national level, at a strategic level, and not in your local community. You could involve, get involved in political party, and try to do something or support some kind of a courageous leader that will go represent you. And then, in 5, 10, 15 years, you're gonna destroy that law. It's unjust law. It's
Yes,
a
yes,
satanic. It's a
yes. Do
satanic law.
you think there weren't people like that haven't tried to do that? Look, it's very difficult. Like you wouldn't understand is it to live in our country? Okay, like you can't understand that. You can't, because you live in a very free country. You can't understand that.
I understand, like, Hafiz. I do understand.
Yeah. Did you ever,
Hafiz, you can move to India, and from get citizenship in five years, you can have become a citizen of India.
Oh, India doesn't even give us the visa for visit.
I'm sorry?
India doesn't give us the visa for visit.
but I can do through Arab Unite. I can do some third party. If you want, I can help you to be free. And then have your wife, your children raised in a free country. If you go to the Philippines, there is an island, Philippines, that the whole island is Muslim. Mm-hmm. So you have a complete, you have several mosques, you have a wonderful population. They are very, very devout Muslim. They speak English perfectly. And I can have a visa for you to go to the Philippines for a scholarship. We have a foundation there. We have a several Catholic institutions that I can make an agreement. And then in about a year, you are able to stay there for a couple months. You know, and they were going to have respect for your freedom. I have several members of my religious community that they are Muslim, and you can have a Muslim that would be completely in alignment with the mind of Allah, without a cult, without a kind of blackmail type of fake religions.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about you.
Yeah, so leaving is another thing, right? Like, again, I would say that I have some responsibilities here, right?
I understand.
If I leave, my mother and father won't leave. I wouldn't be able to convince them. And, like, it's out of the question, like, this.
I understand.
So the conclusion is, like, we both live in very different kind of societies.
I understand. Yeah.
So you have other traits in your society, and I have other traits in my society. That's why maybe we have a clash. If I were a U.S. citizen living in New York, I would... I would have a Twitter account where I would have like 100,000 followers, and I would tweet everything about everything. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm just share with you in my heart. I'm not expecting nothing. You know how much I care for you, how much I respect you. So I'm just sharing my heart with you, huh? And being very, very honest,
yeah,
why it's so difficult for me to recommend you?
Look,
if I need to recommend some long-term relationship. We hope to have you for us for a long-term relationship that we could trust you with anything for not a year, for 20 years, for 50 years, until you die. That's my hope for you. If that is my sadness, that I still cannot have that hope as in realistic terms, that's the reason I'm sad. For knowing that the critical discernment, the mental discernment in your brain, is not compatible with your technical skill, so you need to apply your science to what you leave in terms of Quran. And what you just said, you could send me 5-10,000 videos to confront, to debunk my single video. I can tell what you said. This is bullshit. What I send you has no rebuke. You cannot put, you can't, you have, you are a human being. You don't have the authority to put God's Allah's word in your mouth, and that is Allah. You cannot tell that is the word of God. If I ask you, tell me some evidence that that is the word of God. You cannot give that as an answer is the word of God, because it is. You cannot, this is only for stupid people. A rational people never said that. A rational people can say, okay, I feel, I have my faith, I don't have a proof for you. That's okay. But you cannot tell me if I tell you the Bible is the word of God, and you ask me, can you tell me why you believe that the Bible is indeed the word of Allah? I said, the reason the Bible is the word of Allah is because the Bible is the word of Allah. This is irrational. So you cannot, as an engineer, say stupid like that. And there's no refusal for that. I can tell Hafiz, I personally believe as a matter of faith that what is in the Bible is indeed the word of Allah. That I can tell you, but I have no way to prove you. Of course, I do have a way to prove you, because I have a combination of evidence to prove you. But then I will have to have an opportunity to prove you. But you cannot tell that the video I sent you, what the what my friend told that lady, that is a non-starter. It's a just a, you just, you cannot have any rational conversation with people like this. You cannot. Because this is not, it's insulting. It's insulting. You cannot tell. I can tell that Quran is the word of Allah because it is. Oh, what are you talking about? I'm not a stupid person. I'm a rational person. So if you tell, no, we, in our interpretation, the Quran is because of that, that, that. We have is an article of faith, a blind faith in that we believe. Then I would respect that, absolutely. Oh, like the, my friend told that lady, because you are very passionate about, okay, I respect your passion. You are very consistent. You always repeat the same stupidity. The Quran is the word of Allah because it is the word of Allah. But this is absolute nonsense. So, but we respect the passion, but it's absolutely, it's the end, it's a non-starter. It's a non-starter. No-starter. But irrational people like you should never accept that. That's my point. You can accept as an article of faith, of course. You know, I, and that I respect you. But in terms of dialogue, if you don't seek the truth, if you don't have any personal commitment to know if that stuff is true or false, then you have some moral problem in your character, some difficulty in your character is not well formed yet because you're afraid. Don't be afraid to question any potential falsehood in the history of Muhammad, Allah, whatever. Don't be part of a cult. You commit with your conscience. Allah talks to you every day. Because, why? Because you are a decent man. So Allah talks to you. Listen to your conscience. But don't buy that fish. You know what I mean? Don't buy it. So, and then when you have some reasonable confirmation, some evidence, and you start, and also everything, you know the tree, you know the tree by its fruits. Do you agree with that or not?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think important?
I would send you some arguments. Okay. I would send you some proofs, like.
Yeah. No, but that is a different issue. But then you don't tell me that the Quran is the word of God because it is the word of God. That's a different issue. That would be absolutely welcome. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Because you want to send some evidence, and that would be delightful to look at your evidence. And I would be grateful for you to give me those evidence. You understand my point?
Yeah.
But then I would be in relation with some man that will not be in panic mode just because you are reading a book like The Legal Case Against Muhammad. If you never read that book, you'll never become a real Muslim, because only people that read that book can really confirm what is true or not. If you did, you heard about that movie, that book, right? The legal case against Mohammed Health. So anytime you want a copy, I will send the book for you. But because of a fear to know, that will destroy your life. Anyway, I want to tell you, I cannot in this moment recommend any company for you. But I can promise you, if you need any help, if you have any emergency, I will do whatever I can to help, Hafiz. But I cannot lie to you. I cannot lie to you. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
However, I will keep praying. Any sign that you give, any sign, even a little letter for Samina would be a good sign for me. Any sign that the group that you are part, that you are doing something, any sign that you are becoming more courageous, more capable to listen to your conscience and talk to Allah and see, ask Him, help me to be obedient, help me to be a man, help me to find a good wife. Whatever you need to do, I'm your brother. As much as I can, okay, brother? As much as I can. And I trust me, I deeply respect you, Hafiz. Deeply respect you. Mm-hmm. I didn't cut any, you are in our team. I didn't cut any password. I'm going to trust you even if I cut my life.
Yes, I know.
But it's very difficult for me, Hafiz. Very difficult. Not mm-hmm. because of you. Because of the reality of life.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, everybody is a law of nature. Everybody that don't think the way we live, for example, I think the way I live, I'm a peaceful man, so I think. But if I was a violent man, in a little time, if I don't change the way I think, I would have a mental illness. So I'm not sure if you understood what I told you about anybody that don't live the way you think, it will end up thinking the way you live. So
mm-hmm.
you're gonna if you justify terrorism all the time, justify the blasphemy law, justify the honor killing, you're gonna become or you become mental ill. You're gonna have a mental illness forever, right? Or
right.
Or you understand?
Yes.
I'm not sure if you understood my point. I'm not sure. So I'm trying to tell that if you don't live the way you think, you're going to end up thinking the way you live.
Mm-hmm.
You know my point?
I didn't get it.
No?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get?
No, I didn't get your point.
I'm trying to tell you, because you live day in, day out in an environment that justify honor killings, justify blasphemy law, justify October the 7th or any kind of terror act, and justify violence against humans, justify a mob rape, justify a grooming of pedophilias and pederastas, justify blackmail, explicit blackmail, justify a cult-like environment without respecting the freedom of desert. If somebody in your family decides to become a Hindu or Buddhist or anything,
right.
And if you threat to kill that brother because he is no longer Muslim, you are a demon, Hafiz. You are a demon. You are not a human being. You have no authority to take that. Only Allah has the authority to remove a life of anybody. You cannot kill anybody because he converted to another religion. You cannot do it. Could be your son. Could be your wife.
Right.
And see, if you don't have that kind of mentality, very, very strong in your soul, and then if you're going to justify again and again, it happened one time, and you do nothing, you don't protest, you don't get anger, just anger, and you're going to change your mind little by little, or you're going to get mental illness. You're going to become ill. You're going to become a mental, mentally ill person because of the law of nature. Human nature has a law. If you don't live the way, if you do not live the way you think, you must change the way you think, or you're going to become mentally ill. So if you don't live the way you think, you're going to think the way you live. You know what I mean now?
Yes.
So be 100% sure a good, bad companies corrupt good morals. You are not going to be the same person 10 years. You will not be that wonderful, peaceful, kind, smart, decent, lovely human being in 10 years, 5 years, 20 years. You will right. not be the same man. You're going to become radical. There's no way you can, or else you're going to become have a mental illness.
Right.
And the only way to escape that, if you decide to have some, go out of your comfort zone and start to be obedient of your conscience. Start to listen to Allah in your conscience. And don't settle for nothing but the truth, nothing but the beauty, the goodness, the light, the generosity, the mercy, and everything that comes from Allah is harmony, is blessing, is patience, is generosity, is beauty. You don't have beauty. Every place in the Muslim community here in UK, in Europe, they destroy the whole community. They're starting fires, all kinds of stuff that becomes, they become a presumption, they become aggressive, and they become ungrateful for the country that welcomed them. They start to become arrogant, and they said, no, we're going to change this, we're going to enforce a Quran, because that is, oh my goodness, this is presumption. This is arrogance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if you have a commitment, what is good, what is beautiful, you're going to start to enjoy good music, good art, you're going to enjoy good companion, you're going to start to contemplate the Allah's creation. If you love what is kind, what's peaceful, you're going to have peace in your life. Allah is give you life or death. So
right.
Look what happened in the Gaza Strip. So
mm-hmm.
Look what happened in the Gaza Strip. They have 20 million people there. 99% of those people, they love one thing. They only love one thing, death. They love death. They have a fake martyrdom. They only love violence. They only love hate. They hate. The love they have for their own children is smaller than the hate they have against the Jewish people. They hate more the Jewish people than the love they have for their own children. So they are not afraid to use their own children as shield, or as ammunition, to fight against the Jewish race. This is suicide, because Allah never agree with that. Allah has 3 children: Muslims, Catholic, Christian, and Jewish. We are sons of Abraham. You cannot hate your brother. You cannot. If you go against Christian, against Jewish people, you are going against Allah.
Yes, exactly.
They're going to destroy. They destroy the whole Gaza Strip, and they basically have no more home for 20 million people. But they did have any kind of understanding that those kind of decisions, they decide to love death. You love life. You, as a peace, you have hopes. You have hope to have a peaceful life with your wife, your children. You have a hope to have a nice meal with your family. Go to your mosque for the real Allah. No? And you have a hope to have harmonious. You have the beautiful stuff in your home. You want to have a nice decoration, a nice clothes, a nice furniture. Don't you? Don't you have that desire?
I have.
For the beautiful? Do you desire the beautiful?
Yes.
Can you live without beauty? Can you? No, nobody can live without beauty. Can you live in a home that you don't have a clean table, clean bed? That you need something that's harmonious, that is attracting, that is kind. But you cannot give what you don't have. So if the Palestinian people has kindness, mercy, tolerance, peaceful wish, if you give the benefit of the doubt for your enemies, then you're gonna have mercy for yourself. Allah is very clear. Allah came to give us mercy, give justice, not hate, not vengeance. Only Allah can allow himself to do vengeance. Only Allah, not us. So
right.
Allah gave you life or death, Hafiz. You choose life. The Palestinian people choose death. What's wrong? Something is deeply, deeply, deeply wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because of the radicalization. They no longer live in Islam. They live in Islamism. Islamism is ideology. It's a war ideology. It's a political ideology. It's an evil ideology. But it's impossible for you not become, little by little, become radicalized by Islamism. Islamism is ideology. Ideology contaminates anything, everything. You are not immune of ideology, okay? You risk your own life if you don't understand what I'm trying to warn you before it's too late. If you don't take a position and start to defend yourself against radicalization, against the mob, against the cult, against the culture, against the whole mob, and don't have the freedom to think different of everybody else, you're gonna destroy your life because they will die. You'll die. No way you can escape some kind of major attack, some perhaps even nuclear attack against some Muslim population if the situation it grows and grows in radicalization all over the world. This is unprecedented what's going on, unprecedented. And you need to check what's going on using Twitter via VPN. You cannot just listen what they are showing there in Pakistan. You need to see what's going on in the world. It's
right.
unbelievable, okay? Culture, fashion, everything, the way the radical group, they are putting clothes in the women, this is a crime against humanity. You cannot have 500,000 women in this world become slaves, become they are like a livestock. That is a livestock. That's not your wife. That's not your mom. You have the Pakistan. Pakistan was the only country that was friend of United States because they have a plural society. They respect it. But now it's becoming worse and worse and worse. And now in a couple of years, how are we going to deal? You have a nuclear power.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that nuclear power will be in the hands of people like you? He said, no. It will end up in the hands of evil people. So it's unbelievable what's going on. Even if you have a nice family in 20 years, they will be in hell because the whole world will protect themselves against Pakistan. Just now, in just half a year, just telling that my personal assistant, Dawit Samina, live in Pakistan, they say, what? She live in Pakistan? So imagine how they will treat you, Hafiz. Just associating
right.
your name with Pakistan is becoming a curse. Do you agree?
Yeah.
It's very sad. Very sad. But you don't deserve that. Not only that. More than half of the population of Pakistan don't deserve that. Because you are a wonderful people. Especially your Sikhs, people that come from Christian heritage. They're very, very kind, decent, peaceful people. Smart people. People that love harmony, love dialogue, love some kind of intellectual challenge. But you cannot mix blessings with curses. Allah only gives you blessings. If you use the Quran to spread curses all over the world, it's not coming from Allah. That's it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Don't justify it. Don't justify. Just fight it. Just defend yourself.
Mm.
Just defend yourself. Just select your friends, and if necessary, move out. But don't be coward, my friend. For heaven's sakes, don't be coward.
Right.
Don't be coward. And I'll do everything I can in my power to help you, my friend. Everything I can. Okay? Everything I can. I will try to give some kind of job, find some kind of way to recommend you. And but for me, what I really hope is to be able to recommend you for long-term contract, not for a year.
Yes.
And that is, I still cannot do that because I'm really, really convinced that in 10 years, you're going to become a different man. That's my panic. That's my fear. But not because you are not a wonderful, but because of the human nature, the law of nature that will make you little by justifying, and then in some sooner or later you're gonna buy the ideological rationale behind that. The moment you start to justify terrorism, You're over. And I would bet it that process already started, because it doesn't depend on you. The whole society justify what happened in October 7th.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Right.
There's absolutely no justification. But you see the consequence now. You see the consequence.
Yes.
Now, and then we spread. It will spread now. It will spread, already spreading in Lebanon, in Hezbollah. Mm-hmm. Every country that the radical group has entered, look what they did in Iran. They destroyed the whole country, Hafiz.
Mm-hmm.
The Shiites. They destroy. And they are blowing yourself. They are also blowing another Muslim. These people are demons. They're not human beings.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Please help yourself, brother. Help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you with my prayer. I promise my prayer for you. Mm-hmm. I promise my goodwill. I promise whatever I can to help you to have a happy, a blessed family, a wonderful woman. I will pray for you as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to help yourself. Don't go with the flow of the river. Just go against it and try to ask to help you. That's all I can tell you. Okay.
Okay.
God bless you, Hafiz. Bye.
You too, Paul.